You're listening to True Crime, True Story Network.
Anika P from Camden, New Jersey, with another Hope Shot. And my mission for another Hope Shot is to inspire, educate, and give others hope with life challenges. You know, if anybody knows about life challenges, it is me. You know, I'm so grateful to the God of my understanding for being who He is in my life and giving me another shot at life. You know, I'm someone who have struggled with active addiction for many, many years. You know, I'm actually coming up on a 14-year anniversary in October of abstinence from all mood and mind altering substances. Has it been an easy road? Absolutely not, because I lost a lot along the way. However, I understand that everything that I lost was nothing but a gain to help me get where I am today. So, you know, as a result of losing my daughter at the age of 16, you know, I decided to change my life. You know, I understood that if her death was not going to change me, it was going to kill me. And so here's the thing. I refused, even in a low, dark place within myself, to give up on me. Absolutely not. You know, it's just not in the cards, you know. So as a result of my kid passing away, I decided to live for the both of us. You know, I'm coming up on 14 years clean, and I'm excited about that. You know, without recovery for me, I can't reach people. You know, God can't use me the way that He really would like to, because I would be under the influence. I wouldn't be able to be my authentic self because I would be under the influence. So I'm not giving the lower power, you know, the opportunity to silence me. And as a result of active addiction, I was silenced for a long time, you know. There was a time in my life where I just didn't even want to be here anymore. You know, and today I'm excited about life. Despite everything that's going on around me, like, I'm excited about life. I'm excited about being able. Being able is having the ability to reach others. I had a young lady reach out to me yesterday, and she said, please, I listen to your podcast. Please keep doing what you're doing. Like, I am helping people outside of the 12-step programs or meetings that I attend. And yes, I attend 12-step spiritual meetings. It's a major part of my support system. But anyway, I understand that there are people who go through life challenges that are not in those 12-step meetings, you know. So anyway, she goes on to say, you know, I really appreciate, you know, you doing what you're doing, because I needed to hear everything that you shared on your podcast the other day. And I was just like, wow, I heard purpose in my spirit. You know, I always knew that I had a way of reaching others. I just didn't know how I was going to get on a higher platform to reach people outside of the 12-step meetings. And so now I have the opportunity to, you know, get my voice out there and say, hey, you're not the only one going through that, you know, because if I've experienced it, you're not alone. Or somebody else experienced it, you are not alone. And it's something about when I go through something and I go to one of these 12-step meetings, or let's just say I'm not in a meeting. Let's say that I'm not in a meeting and I discuss what I'm going through with somebody else. And they say, you know what, Nika, me too. You know, and it's just something about that, you know, when you feel like you're not alone. And it gives me some hope, especially when a person gives me their experience to say, hey, yes, I went through that too, and this is what I'm doing to get through it. So that's all I want to be. I just want to be a vessel that God is using to give somebody out there some hope, some encouragement. You know, allow me to lift you up. You know, allow me to lift you up with my transparency, because that's all I'm going to be. You know, I'm not going to be a fake or phony. You know, I'm not going to read anything out of a book or anything like that. I'm going to come from the heart. Anything that comes from the heart touches the heart. So my transparency alone is what God is going to use to penetrate others. You know, last night I was like, wow, what am I going to share? My spirit said, just be you. You know, just be you. You know, don't overthink anything, because I'm a big overthinker. You know, how many of y'all are overthinkers? Like, we create our own anxiety and self-criticism and, you know, and anyway, so the Spirit said, just be yourself. And so being myself, I like to just talk from the heart and let people know, like, listen, I'm still human. Some people think I got it all together. No, absolutely not. You know, don't put me... excuse me, don't put me somewhere that I'm not. Listen, yes, I'm not where I used to be, but I'm not high or mightier than anyone else. You know, I'm just doing some things different in my life today. I'm the girl that used to walk the streets of Camden, New Jersey, jumping in and out of cars all night long and didn't know why. Didn't know why she couldn't stop using. And let me just say how degrading and disgusting I felt going against my morals and values to get another one. And what I mean by getting another one, to continue my substance abuse. You know, I'm never going to be ashamed of my story. My story has made me who I am, you know, and today, the bottom line is I don't live like that today. So whatever I needed to go through to get here, it is what it is. Because people need to see the change in me so that they can experience the change in them. So I know that my life has purpose. I always knew that my life had purpose, even in active addiction. I'm just so thankful that all that I have been through, God has brought me through. And there was times when I didn't know how I was going to make it through. But there was always this light in me that was always a guide for me and said, listen, if you just focus on this, if you just focus on this light in you, you will be fine. Get out your way. Allow God to do what it is that he's trying to do in your life, and you are going to be fine. And when my daughter at the age of 16 was stabbed and killed, I did just that. Now, mind you, I'm a full-blown crack addict at this time. Full-blown crack addict. Don't know how I got there. Don't know why I can't stop, but there's something inside of me that says I can do this. I don't have to give up on myself, because I'm not going to lie. I didn't want to be here anymore. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being a full-blown crack addict and you lose one of your children in the process and you have to live with it? That alone gives anybody an opportunity to convince themselves not to be here anymore. But here's the thing. Even in that state of mind, I was aware that committing suicide or just giving up on myself was just an easy way out. It was a selfish way out. And so I thought about my children. I thought about my child being a sacrifice, that if this is what God had to do to wake me up after the 14th rehab, if this is what he had to do to get my attention, it just was what it was. And so I didn't allow my kid's death to be in vain. I went into rehab for the 15th time, and I hit the ground running. And as a result of that, I have not turned back. So listen, my kid's death or transition from this life is not in vain, because I made a decision to live, even in my darkest hours. A strength like that only comes from a God. You know, I didn't just come up with this strength on my own. It had to come from a loving and caring God. And so I thank him for that, you know. My life is amazing, you know. I've been afforded to be able to go back to school. I'm the girl who didn't even have a high school diploma. I didn't have a high school diploma. And I now have a bachelor's degree in human services where I can help others. I work in a psychiatric hospital where I also bring inspiration, hope, and education to others. So I'm always in service to people. You know, I understand that God did not clean me up just for me. You know, I'm a shiny new vessel today. You know, people need to hear how I'm getting through life and its challenges in a healthy way. Do I cope in a healthy way 100% of the time when I'm challenged with something? No. But for the most part, I see a lot of progress in my life. You know, men are not my answer. Food is not the answer. You know, overly spending is not the answer. You know, buying a new car every few years is not the answer, because I've been doing that too. You know, I just bought a new car. And I had a nerve to be upset because a few days later, I realized the car that I chose was not really my choice. And what happened was, is because I acted out on impulse. I needed to feel good right now. Just lost my sister probably like a week ago at the time that I bought the car. I think it was about a week that my sister had passed. And I needed to feel better, you know. So I went to the car lot. I convinced myself that I was going to go look, and boom, I come out with a brand new car. A little while later, I realized it wasn't even the car that I wanted. And now I got this contract that I got to stick to until my time is up. And now I'm just like sitting with myself, like, what happened? What did you do? Well, that's what happens when you act out on impulse. You know, sometimes, you know, when we are going through, we just need not do nothing. Because when we make a decision, it's there. We have to live with it. And so it's all good. You know, the contract is what it is. It's a nice car. It's a brand new car. So I shouldn't have any trouble out of it no time soon. And that's the part where I have to look at the gratitude at. I am grateful that I have a reliable vehicle that will not give me any serious trouble no time soon. I don't know about y'all, but listen, I love reliable transportation and where I ain't got to depend on nobody. That's another thing that recovery has given me. It has given me the opportunity to be self-sufficient, independent, and to rely on myself. I remember there was a time, you know, before, you know, I you know, I be, became who I am today, where I relied on others to carry me through. You know, I had some self-sufficiency and some independence, but there was a part of me that felt like the world owed me something, you know, especially the men. You know, it was like, you cannot deal with me if, you know, you're not trying to give me anything, you know. And that was just a bad attitude that I had acquired over time, you know, a learned behavior. You know, and so now that I have acquired the ability to care for myself and be self-sufficient and independent on myself, my confidence levels have enhanced. My esteem has enhanced. My value has enhanced. I am loving myself on a whole different level today. Let me just say that. You know, as a result of surrounding myself around people who have also experienced some of the life challenges that I have, and they decided to do something different in their life, you know, them as my models have rubbed off on me. And so as a result of hanging out with people who have experienced some of the same mental health challenges, challenges in active addiction, challenges pertaining to parenting, challenges with low self-esteem, low self-worth, low self-value, anything that life can throw at you, you know, there's somebody else who has been through that too. And has shared their experience, strength, and hope with me, and has helped me through, you know. So I don't gotta stay stuck. I don't gotta stay stuck in the problem. I'm always trying to get into a solution. And that's what I've been taught over a period of time. Never stay in the problem. How can we get to a solution? You know, staying stuck in a problem drains my energy, is a waste of time. Especially if I'm debating with somebody or having a disagreement with somebody. Listen, at some point, somebody got to say enough is enough. Let's agree to disagree. That's what I'm learning to do. And I'm learning to pick and choose my battles. I remember there was a time I didn't know what picking and choosing my battles meant. I always had something to say. I always had to give a rebuttal in the end. And the bottom line is my spirit has quieted down. My spirit is starting to become more still than it's ever been. And what that says to me is that I'm healing. And so, listen, I don't got to go back and forth with you today. Now, listen, let's just remember I'm still human, so I have my moments, right? But I'm not going to go back and forth as much as I used to. Some stuff I got to just pull out. You know, just pull out, okay, it's cool, you know, accept people for who they are, accept people for where they are, and don't think that you're higher, mightier than thou, okay? And as a result of that, you know, I've had some peace in my life, you know. I have created some health and wellness in my life, you know. I got this skin condition, right, called psoriasis, and I'm sure some of y'all have heard of it. It's an autoimmune condition, and I am educating myself, you know, about the different foods and stuff that can flare me up. I'm actually having to flare it right now, but I'm still beautiful anyway. Thank God for confidence. Thank God for self-love, self-care, right? Because I'll just focus on that stuff and probably wouldn't even want to show up today. But here's the thing. This is why I'm glad that I have acquired some self-love for myself, because the bottom line is I am not my skin, right? I am who my spirit says that I am in a moment, right? And the bottom line is my confidence, my self-esteem, and my value is not where it used to be, because it used to be in the basement. It used to be in the basement before recovery. you know. And so it's not there today. So I can, you know, come in today and say, hey, you know, I'm ready to do what I need to do, you know, even with the spots on my face. Because I'm going to tell you, the lower power try to trick me out my spot with this. I'm not giving them that. Because I'm still beautiful and I'm still wonderfully made. And the bottom line is, I have a condition that I can't get rid of. All I can do is manage it. And how do I manage it? Diet. I also have a condition called hydronitis. It's a chronic inflammation condition which causes joint pain, swelling, fatigue, you know, so brain fog, you know, and it all comes from diet, gut health. So I'm doing all this research for natural remedies to help me through, because the medications that, you know, they were requesting could make me sicker. So I'm like, hell no, I will deal with this on my own. So the bottom line is I am the one who has to do the work. What do you mean by doing the work? I'm the one who has to find out what I can eat, what I can eat. And if I'm going against what I know that I shouldn't be eating, then I'm asking for these flare-ups. I'm asking for joint pain. I'm asking for brain fog. I'm asking for fatigue. And the bottom line is, I don't want to live my life like that. It is miserable. You know, it affects my quality of life. And my life is far more greater than it's ever been. So why do I gotta settle for that? And for a long time, I lived like that. And I had to ask myself, why are you okay with these symptoms? Well, because they were comfortable for me. They had become comfortable. I was used to feeling tired. I was used to the constant joint pain. You know, I was used to the brain fog. And I was functioning that way. But the bottom line is if you have awareness that you can feel better, why not feel better? Well, because I was so comfortable. I was so comfortable in this distorted place. And so I realized I don't have to be that way today. You know, I want to feel good physically. You know, I'm almost 50. October, I'll be 48 years old. And the bottom line is, like, I'm not on a whole lot of medication. I barely take any medication. I might take an ibuprofen every now and again, an acid reflux or something like that. So I think that I'm pretty much on a good roll when it comes to my health. And I got all these role models of older people who are taking care of themselves, who are taking good care of themselves. You know, I have a friend who's almost 70 years old. She will run circles around me. I'm like, wow, I want to be like that when I'm almost 70. I have a godmother. I'm not going to tell her age, but she looks great. She looks great. She's always traveling. She looks beautiful, you know, vibrant. You know, and, you know, that's what I want for me. So why not do it now? Why not do it now while I'm younger? You know, all the fast food, all that processed stuff, all the sugary snacks, all that stuff got to go. It does not benefit my life. It does not benefit my brain. It does not benefit the cells in my body. It is not nourishing to my body. So if I want God to use me wholeheartedly, I have to dispose of all the junk in my body, because I am what I eat. And so I'm just excited about this new journey, you know, of dieting, you know, coming up with some new ideas and topics, you know, to talk about, you know, concerning the podcast. Because here's the thing. The bottom line is I want to continue to be a vision of hope and a vessel to the people. So I got to keep feeding myself. I can't just give and not be poured back into, because I can give and then deplete myself. So it's really important that I continue to feed my own spirit, you know, and that may include more prayer, you know, reading more self-help books. You know, I'm always attending a 12-step meeting, you know, excluding myself from the noise. And what I mean by noise, you know, I don't want to be around people that sit and gossiping or tearing somebody else down. You know, noise for me is, you know, people putting unrealistic expectations. Well, you should be doing this because somebody did that for you and blah, blah, blah. Listen, I ain't got time for that. Or somebody thinking treating me bad or just treating me any old kind of way because they feel that they have some power, property, and prestige. I ain't beef for all that. I don't care about none of that. Because the bottom line, if you not possessing love and compassion for people, you don't have nothing. You don't. Because here's the thing. You can have all the money, property, and prestige that you want. When God call your number, you ain't taking none of it with you. But I bet you, you can take your love and your compassion with you. You will have made an impact on other people's lives. It'll be something for people to talk about when you leave. So, like, I don't pay people no mind that got all the money, property, and prestige. I don't care about that because it's how you treat people. You mean and you nasty to people? That don't look good. You know, so, you know, I just don't, that's noise for me. That's noise for me. So I have discluded myself from that. I am putting everything in its proper perspective. My peace is everything. My peace is everything to me. You know, I don't have a lot of friends. I don't need a whole lot of friends. My circle is very, very small. You know, I have a great support network through my 12-step journey. And I'm grateful. I can't complain. I can't complain because things could be far more worse. You know, I could have lost my mind, you know, when my daughter was killed back on September 11, 2010. Instead, it made me a stronger person, you know. And I know that I'm a vision of hope for other parents as well, you know, who have lost children, you know, because some of them want to give up. You know, some of them, it's still fresh for them. And they are in a lot of pain. And if I can extend myself to them by giving them an encouraging word, I'm sure to take them a long way. You know, I don't have all the answers. I am not the great I am. The only thing that I can do is speak from experience. You know, speak from experience, be my authentic self and let people know how the God of my understanding has moved in my life, even in my low places, you know, where the enemy has tried to destroy me. See, one thing about me is I understand, you know, why the enemy has attacked me so much from a child into adulthood. I came up being verbally abused. I came up having abandonment issues. My mother and father were not there the way that I needed them to be. You know, I went from family member to family member, and I just never felt like I was stable, you know, because once my mother and father, you know, decided to allow active addiction to dominate their life, you know, I had to rely on other adults, you know, to care for me. So I went from grandma's house to auntie's house, from this person's house to that person's house. And it just, I just wasn't stable. And it's one of the things that I don't like. I don't like instability. You know, when I'm not stable, I'm all over the place. I don't like being all over the place. So being stable is very, very important to me because it brings up a lot of, you know, childhood trauma for me. So it's one of the reasons I pay my rent today. How about that, you know? So, yes, you know, this, you know, creating health and wellness for myself is really, 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 really important. Making sure, you know, I'm getting proper rest for work. You know, I work in a psychiatric hospital, so I'm dealing with, you know, different levels of illness. And listen, I'm not a doctor or a clinician. I'm not even a social worker. But I tell you, there's something in me where sometimes the patients think that I'm one of the social workers because or therapist. I'm just a peer recovery specialist with a bachelor's degree. But the bottom line is because of my experience, my transparency, and me just being genuine, they hear what comes from the heart is touching their heart. And that's what works for me. What comes from the heart touches the heart, you know. So I love what I do, you know. I'm excited about this new platform that God has given to me, you know. And I'm going to continue to move forward no matter what, you know. So for anybody, you know, that feels like they want to give up or this is too much for me, or I can't do this, or woe is me, and you want to feel sorry for yourself, please stop. Stop, stop, stop. Get your butt up. Get up. Get in the shower. Make your bed. Thank God for opening your eyes. And listen, let's try to do this another day. You know, so I hope I gave you another hope shot today. Thank y'all for showing up. And this is Anika P. from Camden, New Jersey, with another hope shot. Have a good day.
Tune in every week to True Crime, True Story Network to get today's news on real life true crime.